Hey. Welcome to the Healthy Side of Business. I am Coach Harvey. I'm a wellness enthusiast and entrepreneur. This podcast, The Healthy Side of Business, it discusses ways to get you healthy and show you how to use wellness as a business tool. Now, over the years, I've helped numerous 500 companies, government, business owners, help them all implement various wellness programs to help keep their workforce and employees healthy in order to be productive. Now, certain things became obvious to me, but one thing stood out. Wellness is a business tool, and it's a critical part of the healthy side of business. Most small business owners and entrepreneurs only focus on things like hardware, software, tangible equipment, and other things as necessary tools to run a successful business. But let's face it, if you are not healthy, not able to perform at your best, then your business won't be at its best either. You see, to run your business, you may wear many hats, as you already know, marketing, sales, IT, and HR. In turn, we spend endless hours sitting in front of our laptops, tablets, and phones. So today, whether you are working in an actual office or your home office, I'm going to show you some daily tricks to losing the muffin top. Yes, the muffin top. All that sitting, if you think I'm kidding, when you sit at your desk later today or tomorrow, just see if you can grab a few extra goodies on your sides. All right. Now, get ready to take some notes. I'm going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with the healthy side of business.
Paging all DMV Sister Lock consultants, please proceed to the successful Sister Locks business that awaits you. Call Locks Forever's coaching division today to learn more about our 90-day intensive hands-on mentoring program. Doing hair is just the beginning. Doing great business is what sets you apart. Madam CJ Walker said, "I got my start by giving myself a start." Give yourself a start today. Give us a call, 540-446-5107.
Hey, welcome back to the Healthy Side of Business. This is Coach Harvey, and be sure to catch this podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m., the Healthy Side of Business, and go visit the website, coachharvey.now.site. That's coachharvey.now, N-O-W.site, S-I-T-E. All right, the daily tricks to losing your muffin top. Losing weight, it's not a simple task, and people just like you, like me, like others struggle with it every day. There are many reasons why people want to lose weight. Hey, I'll say it. Some of us want to look good naked. We're all grown-ups. Some of us want to fit into the skinny jeans, or maybe you just want to have a sexy six-pack to look at, and maybe you were just thinking about that. However, there's an even bigger picture for weight loss, better overall health, and lower risk of chronic diseases. I'm going to say that again. There's an even bigger picture for weight loss, better overall health, aesthetics aside, and lower risk for chronic diseases. But that said, losing weight does not have to be a difficult thing to do. By making small changes to what you already do every day could increase your metabolism and boost your fat burning potential. So I'm going to give you 5 tips to remember if you want to lose weight, okay? Get your pad and pen. Tip number one, start your morning off right. Okay, you've heard it. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Right? Not only does it boost your metabolism and get you off on the right foot, but it can also provide essential nutrients your body needs to jumpstart your metabolism, including 100% whole grains or sprouted grains, lean proteins. You can look at eggs and definitely include the yolk because that's important. And essential fats to your morning routine can boost your metabolism and leave you fuller for a longer time. If you do not currently eat breakfast, you could be slowing your metabolism down to a snail's pace. So here's a tip. If you do not currently enjoy a nice morning meal, then start slow with a piece of fruit and an egg. Slowly increase this over time until you're enjoying a meal rich in lean proteins, essential fats, and plenty of fiber. Now, let me point out something. Recently, for me, I had my morning generally is protein shake. And here's the thing. Remember, the body's always looking to adjust, to acclimate to its environment. And, you know, I was trying to figure out why, quote unquote, the scale wasn't moving in a direction that I wanted it to. Then I remembered, you know what? I have to get back to eating a whole food breakfast most days of the week in place of my shake. Well, let me say this. I did that and voila, like magic. Scale started moving downward again. So again, tip number one, start your morning off right. Tip number two, avoid eating at your desk. I get it. Home or at the office. Don't be tempted, all right? Let that dedicated time and space be for working. This could be the biggest no-no when it comes to weight loss and even stress-free living. Stepping out of your office, if you are actually in an office, you know, to eat lunch, or if you're at home, you know, kind of running to the fridge, you know, that can allow you the freedom to enjoy your lunch and not feel pressured, you know, to get work done. But that temptation, though, can lead to more and more eating. Eating at your desk or in front of the TV could also lead to overeating, which can mindlessly pack on the pounds over the long haul. Here's your tip. You may not actually be hungry, but you may just be filling in the void by eating. I'm guilty of that too. Instead, get up, go for a brisk walk. This will increase your activity and give your body a much needed break away from the daily grind. I got a confession to make. Got a confession. I was in a Whole Foods and I discovered these cheese puffs, and they're all natural ingredients. And suffice it to say, I've had my share and I will not be purchasing any more of those delicious goodies anytime soon. Okay, because that makes mindless eating even more likely. Okay, so tip number two, avoid eating at your desk. All right, tip number three, eat the right kind of foods. Losing weight is simple. Burn more calories than you eat. However, the foods that you eat do matter. Looking at labels and learning what the right foods are that burn more fat could be the best way to educate yourself on what foods are good and what foods are not so good. Instead of calorie counting, focus on your efforts of picking out foods that are full of fiber. Lean, grass-fed beef, wild-caught fish, plenty of fresh fruits and veggies, and you could see a slimmer waistline in no time. Your takeaway tip, the type of calories you are eating is an important step in your weight loss. Low-calorie snacks may lead to weight loss, but they can also lead to overeating. This could end up adding even more calories to your day, which can lead to extra weight gain. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, all right? And you're listening to The Healthy Side of Business. I'm Coach Harvey. And when I come back, we will continue with the remaining two tips.
Hey, business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, are you using the right tools for your business? Is your business well enough to go the distance? Hey, I'm Coach Harvey, and I'm a wellness coach, small business strategist. I show you how to use wellness as a business tool to get more clients for your business, no matter your industry. I use big company strategies on a small business budget. Hey, go over and join my email list. Go to coachharvey.now.site. Get the free ebook, 20 Things to Do Immediately to Keep You and Your Business Healthy During These Challenging Times. Also, don't forget to check out my podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well.
Hey, 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 welcome back to The Healthy Side of Business. This is Coach Harvey. Hey, thank you for staying with us as always. And remember, check out this podcast, The Healthy Side of Business, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. and visit the website, coachharvey.now.site, for some cutting edge wellness information. Okay. All right. Moving on with these last two tips. Tip number four. Don't sleep on this one, okay? Tip number four. Hey, get more sleep. Get more sleep. If you're like most people in the world, you probably average around 5 hours of sleep per night. Nothing else can add weight to your body than the lack of sleep. Keep in mind, bodybuilders, now we're not bodybuilders, but here's where this science holds true. Bodybuilders sleep 8 hours, well, actually, I'm sorry, 12 to 16 hours a day when they are competing, when they're trying to get ready for a contest and lean out. Because again, sleep is when our body repairs itself. So keep in mind, lack of sleep stimulates a specific hormone in your body that increases hunger, which can cause you to eat more. If you don't believe me, stay up late. Stay up way past your bedtime. And your mind will cause you and your body to start thinking about, what can I go snack on right now? All right? So remember, get your sleep. Plus, lack of sleep can also increase your cortisol levels, which can lead to weight gain. And just in short, cortisol is a hormone that causes your body to stop, you know, burning fat. Okay? All right? It's a stress regulating hormone. Again, when you go to the website, coachharvey.now.site, you'll see some more information on that. Your takeaway tip, all right? Shut the TV off, close your book, and try to get you some shut eye. More sleep has been shown to stimulate, you know, other powerful, you know, weight loss hormones that are released by your fat cells. So if you want to lose fat, you want to lose weight, you've got to get you some sleep, okay? Aim to get 8 hours of shut-eye a night to stimulate your body to burn even more while you sleep. Believe it or not, your body burns calories while you're sleeping. All right, the last tip, tip number five. You ready for this one? Eat more. Yes, I said it. Eat more. Everything you have ever been told about weight loss is to cut calories. But if you are stuck in a weight loss plateau, then you may want to consider increasing your calories. If you have too little calories, then your body may actually think you're starving, okay? It's a built-in mechanism, you know, to protect itself. This causes your body to shut off fat burning and focus your metabolism on burning lean mass. You know, so think about this. It starts to basically burn your lean muscle. That's what will happen. So it's counterproductive. It works against everything that you're trying to achieve. All right. So sometimes you have to eat a little more if you're in a plateau. This will cause your metabolism to slow to a crawl and increase your fat gain. Okay. All right. Here's your takeaway tip. Try to eat smaller meals that include fiber, fruits, and veggies, lean proteins throughout the day. This will help you to stay fuller for longer periods throughout the day and help preserve your lean mass and boost your metabolism in the process. Now, easy steps to weight loss. You know, hey, weight loss is not easy for everyone and each person is different. But watching what you eat, including more exercise and including plenty of fiber-rich foods, could leave you feeling fuller longer, therefore cutting down your need for nutrient-dense, empty calorie treats from the vending machine. So today's tips are on the website. Go to coachharvey.now.site, get those tips, and a little goodie there for you, you know, a meal plan that you can kind of follow. Again, a lot of flexibility in it. It'll help you reach your goals. And of course, you can always reach out to me anytime, coachharvey.now.site. So I want to thank you for being with me today. I want you to stay safe and be well. Remember to catch the podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. I am Coach Harvey. Have a healthy day.